Hey everybody, how's it going? It's another Wizards Worldwide Work of Wonder audio spectacular coming your way through this channel. We're covering all the most important critical issues of our humanity's struggle to survive the onslaught of the demon Antichrist. Take it easy though throughout the whole process, because I am here also proclaiming you got more rights than you realize, and we can together bring about a world that is much greater, much stronger, through wisdoms that have been passed down since the beginning of time. So, without further delay, on with the show.
These terrorists will kill innocent life just like that. They have no conscience. You can't negotiate with them. You can't reason with them. They must be brought to justice.
As you're all aware, demon enemies of creation, the Bushite Nazi forces continue to lie to the American soldier as to why they must continue to sacrifice their lives for further criminal gains of the person personally responsible for the largest terrorist attack in American history. 9/11, Bush's business partner, according to the FBI, was General Mahmoud Ahmad, who funded the mastermind ringleaders. They followed the wire transfer evidentiary trail leading up to the demon Antichrist, evil personified, the most wicked evil ever consciously understood of all space-time. There's nothing more evil than George Walker Bush. Committed 9/11, committed the attack against the innocent civilian populace in Iraq. Currently, Aegis is responsible for murdering people indiscriminately as a part of their military strategy to get Marines killed for financial profit, gains that go into the pockets of Rumsfeld's partners at the Pentagon, exceeding $10 billion a month, completely unaccounted for, no paperwork involved there. That's why they're dying, because they're too cowardly to defend the American flag. They're too cowardly to defend the innocent in wartime.
Look, my friends, we have a very serious problem. Fox News people are total traitors. They're enemies of Christ and God. They know that. Nobody believes their demon lies. Like, anyway. But we have other problems. We have the greatest intellectuals in America. Seymour Hersh, he's interviewing the highest echelon of military power out of the Pentagon. Now, they're discussing where they're going to strike Iran, what places to bomb. You know, they're planning on murdering hundreds of thousands of people, of course, and in their minds they think they're justified as demon enemies of creation. But in the interviews themselves, it says, well, we're not sure where the enriched uranium's kept. We'll figure it out. We're hoping we can figure it out. Well, there's no evidence that Iran's got weapons-grade enriched uranium. It's a different thing to power nuclear power plants. You need different technology. And to think that the highest echelon of military power in the Pentagon doesn't know that. They're prepared, again, to kill more of your kids. Sure, they'll murder perhaps hundreds of thousands of completely innocent people. But realize, they don't even know that. And then, of course, you have comments from a high-ranking general. He says, the question that we face, me and you, is when does innocent infrastructure evolve into something nefarious? See, the mind of that top military official doesn't even have a clue what evidence is. How suspicious and paranoid can you be? The more paranoid you get, the more innocent people need to be sacrificed under this demon leadership. It is Fox News' responsibility to inform the American public what's going on in Iran, but they don't want to. They'll directly lie to your face as our enemies, totally make things up, thinking they can't be held accountable. You know? And when you try to confront them on these issues, they'll never let you have access to our newspapers, never let you have access to our radio stations, never let you have access to our TV broadcasts. Okay? And it's the simplest struggle of freedom. A person accused of a criminal offense without any evidence is innocent, period. Those who disagree, kill! Hammurabi says, just kill them, Bach! If you're making a false allegation against somebody regarding a capital offense, and the accuser has zero evidence, shoot it dead where it stands. And when you go to court, it'll work out. You go in front of a jury, you go, look, Bush committed 9/11 with his partner General Mahmoud Ahmad, according to the FBI, and immediately closed outstanding criminal investigations that were working on our behalf as a community to nab the true evil-doing terrorists. It's not debatable. That's the reality.
Fox News enemies who tell us Ahmadinejad from Iran claims the Holocaust never happened. It's complete propaganda. Nazi treason. They should be executed for those offenses, but soldiers are too weak. But they go on and tell soldiers they're also fighting to incarcerate people without any evidence. They cannot be allowed to have an opportunity to face their accuser. They're not human beings, all those Bush accuses to be terrorists. None of them deserve the rights that the rest of us have. So don't let them speak in their own defenses. You know, the reason you have law or justice is to discern whether the guy's guilty of anything. They're going, no, skip the evidence, the trial, lawyer thing. They're just evil guys. Imagine me telling you this story, you'd never believe it. You'd think I was making this up. But on Fox News, over the weekend, they had a poll. Asked the American people, is it better to be strong and wrong, or weak and right? And the majority of the Fox people said, it's better to be strong and wrong. Sacrifice our kids, for sure. Kill them. Don't make us look like we're responsible for protecting our own values. Sacrifice our kids. Kill our kids for the neocon. The neocon can commit terrorist acts in New York City. We don't want to pretend we're weak. We want to hide from those rights that others cherish.
Government officials apparently are not telling them the truth on a regular basis. That's what your own poll shows.
Okay, I just want to go to one other poll because I think it's so fascinating. An interesting question asked. Americans would rather be strong and wrong than weak and right. What do you think? Because the majority went with 48% agreeing that they would rather be strong and wrong. What does that mean?
What does that mean? That means that most people who watch Fox News would be right at home in Nazi Germany. If they were gassing the Jews in the ovens, the Fox News crews would be right behind the glorious leader. It's wrong to gas innocent people to death and steal their money, take their gold films out of their mouths. It's wrong, but we'd look weak if we took a stand for what's right and just in this world. We maintain all the strength of the universe when we just bomb people indiscriminately and kill women and children, or like Lieutenant Boudreau. Lieutenant Boudreau confesses to murdering a father so he could rape the daughter. He thought that the father would shoot him, got caught raping the daughter, so he had to kill the father just so he could rape his daughter. And he brags about that in the American Marines. He wears an American uniform and brags about raping children. And he's a big Bush backer, 4 more years. Bush, yeah, Bush is going to win again. Can't arrest him. Anybody who supports Bush, anybody who says, we are not going to get the stolen money back to the Iraqis, I will kill that person. He stands in my way. I will kill it. Anybody who supports torturing anybody, you know, if he's not arrested for treason, I will execute him myself on behalf of Christ and the American flag. You're not going to be torturing anybody. Sorry. Task Force 626, each and every individual will have very little time, you know, to explain to me why they're not directly culpable to the crimes that they've readily committed against the Iraqi civilian populace. They blow people up in the streets. Doesn't serve Al-Qaeda. Doesn't serve anybody's forces but the neocon agenda. They kill people as they're doing, and they did again. It's not a Sunni or a Shia. In fact, the last bombing, like, this story is so painful because the challenge I've done 1,000 times, and people go, yeah, so what? I'm not man enough, and there's not enough men on the planet. But just again, a reminder, this last bomb that went off was the group that took credit for it. But they said that they were a Sunni group, and nobody in Iraq has ever heard of that group. So, I mean, that's, again, it's the nature of evil is to deceive disguise. It doesn't serve anybody's purpose to do that. Unless you're pro-Bush, pro-neocon, pro-killing Marines for P2OG, and that's what they do. It's acts of cowardice that the so-called American Marines don't raise their guns and kill Rumsfeld first fucking chance, man. And you, again, as I've stated repeatedly, you just put your gun down after you kill Bush or kill Condoleezza Rice or kill Cheney, put your gun on the ground, and let anybody who's within earshot, you tell them. You say, I killed them for 9/11. We're starting criminal investigations, and we're going to get the rest of these fucking traitors. Guaranteed. We're not short on leaders either.
if the worst comes to worst, we're always going to have Johnny Lizard out there to fix things right. You know, I'm more American than fucking 99.9% of those who inhabit my nation. To know that they advocate in their silence the persecution of people that they only know to be completely innocent. To say they're terrorists, they're Al-Qaeda, the worst of the worst. No reason to find that to be so, but for faith in the demon Antichrist. No faith in the American Constitution. No faith in the American flag, in the Bible. Pure Nazi vermin, pure evil, are those that support Bush and fucking everything. Everything he's done has been another criminal assault. He steals $50 billion. He does 9/11 with General Mahmoud Ahmad. Remember, he closed criminal investigations right after the terrorist event. It's in the newspapers. It's part of my affidavit. But look at what Fox News says. Their poll. You know, let's hide from the truth. Don't tell them what's really going on. Sacrifice their kids. And if we can get on the in scene, we can cash in on this deviant, demonic behavior, well, all the more to that cause, right? And then what do we have? We have soldiers' families. Yeah, almost all of them getting fucked over when the kid dies, the little Nazi Bush bitch dies in Iraq. We all know they're soulless. You can, propaganda aside, they have no honor. They don't kill Aegis. Wouldn't you kill anybody from Aegis if you know that their official position is to ensure more Marines get sacrificed? That's their official position. Tim Spicer was contacted by CNN. He's got no apologies. That's what they do. They're paid more than $1,000 a day, you know, per fucking Nazi soldier. And they don't kill. If you were a Marine, I'm talking to the real men out there, not these fucking Bush bitch enemy forces, but real men out there. You know, if we were Marines, fuck, we'd kill them instantly, right? You see, an Aegis employee, it doesn't matter who it is, if the position of the corporation, the mercenary forces, are to just kill innocent Iraqis, got no excuses. The receptionist works at Aegis. Yeah, but I'm not really guilty. Well, you know you are. You know that the position these mercenary forces have documented, they've given us video footage of it even. They just shoot people while Elvis is playing. You know, desecrating the great Elvis Presley. And see, Koizumi, Bush's best friend on the earth, if Koizumi knew Bush and his neocon enemy partners in the Pentagon had refused to not only have arrested and executed Egypt's employees for committing those acts of repeated first-degree murder, but Bush's partners, the neocons in the Pentagon, have continued Tim Spicer's contract. You know? Right? Nick Roberts on CNN, he covered it. He says, yeah, not only do they brag about shooting innocent people in the street for nothing but their pleasures, satanic pleasures, but Nick Roberts wanted to tell Americans, you're still paying these guys. And when you talk to Tim Spicer about it, he says, yeah, what are you going to do about it? He kills innocent people. So? He works for Rumsfeld. So? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about a Marine? See, there's where true bravery and cowardice lie. True cowards who say they wear an American uniform but are traitors say, you know, so what? That's true, I'm too stupid. And they go out instead and bomb people indiscriminately. Tim Spicer's a fucking terrorist. Kill him. Anybody who works for Aegis, they could quit any time. They're going, they want to commit terrorist acts against American military forces because it's financially beneficial for the bottom line, the company's bottom line. That, I'm making none of this up. This is completely, it's not even nowhere near theory. This is all public. If they go to Google, read the latest news item on these demons. That's what heaven and hell is. This shit exists. Fox News, no. Don't even bother. You're wrong. If you got into an argument with any of these true freedom fighters, you'd lose and they might likely shoot you in the head for hurting their families, like poisoning our children with your mercury in inoculations, like causing massive amounts of death and suffering for the next few billion years with all this radioactive toxic waste they've thrown throughout our biosphere. Why can't we hunt down those responsible for those atrocities? Soldier, I'm speaking now. You pay attention. You pay attention there, little Nazi punk. You're going to fucking change your evil ways, or I'm going to kill you. If I don't kill you, any real man will. A Bushite is the enemy of us all. You know, we have to go after Rapacelli. He's at the World Health Organization. He has to face trial and be executed for crimes against humanity. He cannot eat depleted uranium by the poundful. He needs to pay for those lies with his life. Similarly, those responsible for the cluster dud landmine munitions, these were munitions that were known to only react as landmines do, not explode before hitting the ground and looking exactly like emergency food packets. Those responsible for those crimes, Rumsfeld, of course, okayed that. His signature is on the military forms for those forms of weaponry to be used against the Iraqi citizenry. But everybody connected to that must pay for it with their lives. They must be executed unmercilessly. We hunt them down to the ends of this earth. You know, they are the enemies of all living things. They advocated the indiscriminate murder of people in Iraq as true terrorist enemies, demonic forces. And for those that have any doubt in the stories I tell, you have in New Orleans, 6 days through the looting. The looting had been commencing for at least 6 days. They got some video of people taking beers or some clothing items. You know, everything is trashed. They go to prison for 15 years, and probably longer, because what ends up happening when you get in there, some guy beats you up or whatever, and they tack on another, depending on what state you're in. Like in Arizona, they want to give life-term prison sentences to illegal immigrants. People are trying to eke out a living on this planet, who don't want to be victimized unfairly in an unjust land. But in Arizona, they want to put you away for life. You and your child, for life. But I'm getting off the topic here. Back to the nature of the demon antichrist. You have these people going to prison for 15 years, and yet in Iraq, the soldiers would go around with bullhorns, trying to get people to loot the museum, trying to get people to loot in the streets. And we have all kinds of interviews. Frontline did, you know, Frontline is one of the best news organizations we have, but they often completely fail, and they do it by no accident. They will serve the demon antichrist if push comes to shove. But they told us some of it. They interviewed some of the soldiers and said, we wanted them to loot. We wanted them to destroy their country. How else can Rumsfeld steal this cash if peace was preserved? That's why we bombed the country to begin with. There was no reason to bomb the water treatment plants and all public institutions with 30,000 hits to start the war off. Do you think there was a reason for that? But anyway, the guys we know who were working with Tommy Franks with the bullhorns, shouldn't they get at least 15 years or should they be executed? Because that's what they did. Those are the crimes that they did under the orders of Tommy Franks. Now, Tommy Franks, when you ask him why he gave those orders, he'll go, I want to plead the fifth. But I know why he gave those orders, because they needed to rob the central bank. So they needed anarchy in the streets to take that cash, otherwise they wouldn't have been able to load up the trucks full of money just driving down normal streets, because people would go, hey, we still have a military and a police force here, and you're not going to just openly rob the Iraqi central bank, Mr. Tommy Franks. So that was part of their strategy. But all the witnesses in the neighborhood, everybody said the same story. It was in the newspapers, too, not our, you know, our North American newspapers. But it was all over. I mean, we got, you know, there's got to be at least a couple thousand witnesses. And soldiers, too, that confessed that that was part of what they did when they got in there. You see, this idea of freedom, you're going to say, oh, let those guys go. They shouldn't be executed, as I've suggested the day I learned of those atrocities. You know, you look back at my written record. The day I learned it, I said, kill those fucks. Because they're going to get Marines killed. You're going to get all kinds of soldiers killed that are just Nazi punks. They don't have minds. They've been inoculated with mercury and suffer from mild forms of brain retardation. I mean, it's like, what's his name there? My friend's son, Hank Williams Jr. The guy's a little Nazi punk, but it's because he's brain damaged. He doesn't have a mind. He can't read, he can't think, he can't talk, got no friends, no real friends. And then you'll kill your kids for $5. It's a total reject of society. And you feel sorry for him. But Cavuto, he puts him on the show. Yeah, let that fucker. He's too stupid to know nothing. And he doesn't know anything. So it's hard to pick on him. Because, he's just slightly retarded. It might be because he's drunk so much beer in his life. I mean, just drinking beer is not a good thing. I mean, I like drinking beer, you know, occasionally, recreationally. I don't want to get sloshed where I'm losing my ability to walk upright. You know, but likely it's probably because of all the alcohol he's drunk. But he's got no mind. He can't form together any cogent ideas. And the only position he can find that gives him power is to advocate the murder of an innocent other, to kill innocent people. You know, he's taken no position to defend Iraqi children. He watched them die and still say, yeah, he supports Bush because he's the fucking greatest leader ever. Doesn't put any strain on Hank Williams Jr. to have to do anything for himself. He doesn't have to know nothing. Just put your faith in Bush, not in the flag. He holds, as all Bushite do, the flag in total contempt. We should charge them for holding the flag in contempt, like Republicans in Congress who are openly thieving from the American citizenry with these bills they pass undetected from the democratic process. Howard Dean on Jon Stewart's Daily Show said they stole, in only one case, $16 billion. Not voted for. Against the law, acts of treason, Republicans desecrating my flag did, and are still doing, and you as a soldier are instead deciding to murder innocent people in Iraq instead of going after. You know, what do you think they're doing against the Palestinian people? They're stealing their houses. Yeah, but that doesn't fit in with the storyline, so Fox News will never say that. Yeah, but it's true. The political position of the Nazi Likudites is to victimize innocent, God-loving people. That's the political position. And there's nothing in the Bible that says, oh, this is in God's interest. Victimize ourselves as the innocent suffering on a cross somewhere. You know, this story is very old, and it's right there in front of you. Neocons, they got the American-Israeli, the AIPAC crew. All of those guys have to be arrested. They're taking, what they do is they send out billions of dollars to the Likudniks. The Likudniks send them back, or kickbacks and bribes, to continue the lies. They won't allow. All you need to know is they're stealing an innocent person's home. A Christian's being victimized who they allege has committed no criminal offense. They're stealing his house, all his property. You know, when Frontline covered this, they don't let you take the toys under your Christmas tree either. If you disagree, they'll just shoot you dead there. In Canada, on CBC, we watch soldiers torturing practically to death children in the fields there, the Israeli police officers. Soldiers, I should say. They're like 19, 20-year-old Nazi punks, like pure fucking Hitler. Just the wickedest evil imaginable. Wicked, evil, and certainly deserve bullets to the head as our enemies. But it shows Israeli soldiers torturing children. We've watched it. Nationally in Canada, numerous times they've showed that footage. Now they're grabbing children, and they said when the soldiers were questioned on one of these particular instances, they said, well, the kid threw a rock and they wanted to teach him a lesson. So they held his body down while breaking his arms and his legs with big boulders while laughing. And they showed that across Canada nationally. It's things like that where you understand there's a heaven and hell in this universe. Neocon Bush bitches who work at Fox News are traitors to Christ, are enemies to the American flag. They hold the American flag in total contempt. They want to put people in prison indefinitely. And the guys say it themselves. You don't have to make any of this shit up. You put it on Fox News. I mean, but you just turn on that channel. Don't give them an opportunity to speak. Don't let the truth come out as to why they're really behind bars. As we've discovered in numerous cases, they're school teachers, you know, under a girls' school program with the Taliban. Doesn't fit in with the demonic lies of the demon Antichrist, right? So you've got to victimize all these schoolgirl teachers or people connected to the schoolgirl program, right? We got another guy there. His family has served at least 3 generations in the British military. You know, honored soldiers have fought and died for the British cause, and that's the other guy that's in there. You know, don't give him a lawyer. Don't hear his defense. You know, what were the crimes? In August 2001, a month before 9/11, Colin Powell gave the Taliban $43 million. Said, you guys are great. You're fighting for freedom. You're against heroin. You're protecting women's rights. You're opening up schools for girls. That's what the Taliban were doing at that time. Colin Powell gave them that cash. So if you were in Afghanistan,
killing Northern Alliance heroin pushers that work for Rumsfeld now and his demon partners out of the Pentagon, you would have been called America's greatest freedom fighter. You'd be right there with Colin Powell again in August 2001. So why don't you arrest Colin Powell? Why shouldn't Colin Powell be bombed with a 1,000-pound bomb and kill, everybody that's living in his village, too? Because he's a Taliban. Why? You see? You go, oh, yeah, but that's true. It's completely documented, correct, 100%, but it doesn't fit in with our bullshit demon lies that serve the interests of the demon Antichrist who kills our kids for cash. You know, Colin Powell is the guy who told you what was going to be in a Bin Laden tape before it was even released. We had to call the chief news director at Al Jazeera. He says, well, we haven't even received that tape that Colin Powell is referring to in his statements. Oh, but 6 hours later they did get the tape. So how is it that Colin Powell knew what the contents of the Bin Laden tape were going to be before it was even released? How is it that Bin Laden needs to contact Colin Powell before he makes any steps forward into the public spotlight or the public arena? You know, like I said in my last broadcast, these people are easy to track down. It's very easy. But you have to have faith that there are good police officers such as myself. And there are. You know, think about the years of me screaming at you to do something. Think, my friends. Think. The Bush demon Antichrist bombed Afghanistan. Taliban, Al-Qaeda, nothing to do with 9/11 whatsoever. Not a shred of evidence was brought forward that there was any connection whatsoever. We know that Ada and the boys are coming out of Fort Detrick. They're American military jihadis. These guys work for Rumsfeld's P2OG to kill American citizenry. And that's the forces of good and evil in this universe. I can speak them, but there's all the weakness of our entire being. Dying, of course, like Christ on the cross. We're all falling as a result of these crimes against our entire species. Now, the real fear and the real threat here is that these devolvements will continue exponentially. That there can come a time, because you've taken no action, you haven't phoned Coast to Coast Network, while Bush and General Mahmoud Ahmad walk away laughing, while Rumsfeld's clearing $10 billion a month, that's part of his military strategy, mind you. None of this stuff is accounted for, while Jon Stewart's Daily Show tells us they're stealing $16 billion themselves. Republican traitors in Congress. You know, they're putting in appropriations on bills that have already been voted and passed as they were. And they change them and add cash for themselves to do whatever they wish. There's no accountability. Nobody's being arrested. Those are acts of treason. Anyway, join the good forces of jihad and let's hunt down Bush to the earth and fucking do him in 9/11. That's good enough right there. Just go on that. His partner funded the thing. We're going forward. Recognize who our enemies are. Coast-to-coast radio hosts. They don't want to have open-line discussions. You can't talk about Iraq. They're going to talk about the shuttle. You know, the space shuttle was canceled. They still went on for hours and hours. Nobody cares. You know, we know they're taking probably $30 billion, $40 billion for that shuttle or whatever. What are you doing up there? Oh, it's classified. We can't really tell. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure you're spending the money oh so wisely. Well, you know, oh yeah, the economy is doing better than ever. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, it's totally, it's one of these non-conspiratorial theories where they've changed how the numbers are calculated. But Fox News people aren't going to tell you that part. No, it's better than ever. You know, but they know they're lying. They know that they're working to mislead you. But hey, it's better to be wrong, right? It's better to be incorrect. It's better to fucking be with the demon Antichrist than to be with true freedom fighters, because those are honorable men, and they're courageous, and they're strong, and fuck, sometimes they can even fly, man. Or the, you know, I don't only fight on behalf of myself as a man. I fight on behalf of the earth I walk on. I fight on behalf of all living things. Bushites oppose life itself as our enemies. They bomb people indiscriminately. Aegis employees need to be hunted down religiously. It's not even, you know, there's no debate. They don't even have a debate. Tim Spicer says that's what's going on, and you can't stop him. He's getting all the cash, and he has guns. You don't have a gun, do you, Texan? No? Do you, Texan? You know, these Bushites have to be fucking halted. They're murdering innocent people. Task Force 626, we got to get these Al-Qaeda guys.
That's not Bin Laden's voice. It's not his voice. It doesn't sound anything like his voice. Everybody agrees. These are demon lies put together by Task Force 626 and those British officers who are dressed up as Arabs shooting at Iraqi police officers, again, to get Marines killed.
Yeah, but we'll kill more than any of us.
Yeah, but you're dying for nothing, you coward. And fuck, where's your honor and loyalty to the American flag? You're a fucking traitor, man. To stick under the commandments of Rumsfeld. He wasn't fucking elected. He's your fucking enemy. Why don't you kill Rumsfeld? You know, how is it that you can find any doubt in your mind to figure that's not a good idea? You know? Cheney worked with Bush, as reported by Tim Russert. You know, immediately after 9/11, according to congressmen such as Tom Daschle, Bush and Cheney, both together, Cheney was working behind the scenes also to close immediately criminal investigations regarding the terrorist actions of 9/11. So you can kill Rumsfeld, you can kill Cheney, and you can kill Bush. Now, Condoleezza Rice, she's got an opportunity to defend herself, but fuck, not much. She had the plan to invade Afghanistan on her desk 2 days prior to 9/11. Prior to top-secret presidential directed documents outlining their strategy, and which had soldiers moving out there already. All they needed was a terrorist event that hadn't yet occurred that would give them a false justification to invade Afghanistan for Condoleezza Rice's best friends over there at Enron. They liquefied natural gas pipeline, all publicly documented, completely. It's just people who can read. But then remember, Fox News, they don't care. They're not trying to get it right. They don't mind getting it wrong and lying to you. Because what's your life worth to them? They'll put you behind bars without an opportunity to face your accuser. They'll watch you be tortured to death and smile while covering a new shuttle blunder. Yeah? Wake up from the demon antichrist charade and play a part in defending honorable officers such as myself. I'm coming out to make a citizen's arrest. All neocons need to be arrested, tried, if found guilty for war crimes, of course, executed. Or we'll just watch them rot and die in a cell somewhere. They're enemies of us all. Anybody who targets the innocent for murder, we've got to hunt down as a military force, fighting for the good, fighting for the right, fighting for the honor. Now, please, support yourself and support the arrest of those who committed 9/11. That's the neocons, Bush, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, all Republicans, congressmen, or traitors, just about every single one of them needs to be arrested, tried, publicly tried, you give them a lawyer. Again, they're stealing, as I've told you repeatedly, $16 billion a shot. It's not accounted for anywhere. They're just, I'm giving it to my oil friend buddies, or whatever. They're not, it's not being processed through the democratic will of the American people. The people. Okay? They don't want the people to know what's going on. It's not part of the process that they've been voted to exercise as such. They're not supposed to just take whatever cash they want after a bill has been passed. These are acts of treason. Now, the criminal game they're playing is they're going to say to us, yeah, but you'd have to arrest almost all Republicans. We all do that. Yeah, that's what we'll have to do then. You know, I know that Ron Paul's a Republican. He's phenomenal. He's an excellent, you know, I disagree with a ton of stuff and would love to have a debate with him on the issues I find disagreeing with him about. But he's an honorable man. There's no doubt about it. He's trying to do the right things in this world, and it's not about us stealing from the undefended American public. You can tell that much of him and any other Republicans that take similar stands. But you got these guys that are just stealing cash from you. You know, they don't want to arrest those who committed 9/11. You know, they're traitors. They go, yeah, but we were elected. You didn't tell us you were going to be a traitor when you took office. You know? And now you have the Supreme Court, the Supreme Court judges. You know, they've failed so many times. They've always been against the American flag. Up until this recent decision, and I don't know what the process they're trying to get at. I hope they'll take a stand. They're taking a position that an innocent person shouldn't be tortured to death. And that's a stand. Now, Bush and Rumsfeld, they want to commit those crimes against the innocent, like they have these torture chambers all around the world in these European countries. But they have all their bullshit demon lies. Well, we have to fight terrorism and all this. But they should have been executed. Anybody who supports torture should just be executed. Anybody, Miller,
Jeffrey Miller. This guy, geez, I've forgotten his name now. There's lots of those guys. You go, well, who's going to kill him? The Marines are going to kill him. You know, we're going to fucking hunt down and destroy anybody who supports the torturing of an innocent person. Okay, so that's McCain. McCain's got to pay, if the allegations against him are correct, and in which it does appear to be so. He passed this bill, told the Magic TV audience that he was against torture, but really it was a pro-torture bill. You know, he should serve the rest of his life behind bars for that criminal offense. That's just wicked evil. That just can't be so. But what I'm saying is all indications are that it is. I haven't got a chance to actually read the bill itself, but I've read numerous people referring to his, again, it's demonic. Like, what kind of conduct is that? You've got to think of what kind of person he truly is behind his facade, behind his mask, to actually do what I've just said, remember he was dancing from show to show, torture's bad, but he put in a bill saying, no, it's okay to torture people, though. No. It doesn't trump the law that was there as still standing that Ronald Reagan put through. Execute anybody in America that has participated in the torturing of another innocent person. If you torture anybody, American soldiers have to hunt you down and kill you. Now, that's a lot of Fox people. You know, a lot of Fox people support torturing innocent people or even incarcerating them. They are our enemies. They will not allow intelligent discourse to be broadcast on that station. You know, they want the mild, retarded people to feel like they belong to our community also by being criminals. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer, any of these guys. But Jeffrey Dahmer, I mean, in his own twisted fucking mind, thought what he was doing was okay with his fucking world. You know, these people have built something in their minds to commit these crimes against another, you know. That's why we have laws. We say, you know, you can do and go wherever you want in this world with your thoughts and actions, but be careful in depriving another those same privileges. You know, and that's why we have these laws. Kill Bushite. When you see a Bushite, kill it. Tell him. Or if you don't want to kill him, just tell him, you're a Bushite. You support George W. Bush, the unelected dictator who did 9/11, who committed crimes against humanity in Iraq with depleted uranium and stole all their money with 13303. The IMF, these people have to be arrested also. They stole all the oil. They stole all the natural resources of Iraq, all the cash. Tommy Franks robbed the central bank. And you think Jesus isn't going to come down from fucking heaven above and come to fucking destroy the demonic enemy forces of God? If there is a real God, let's just say, well, what if there was a real God? Would a real God have a son? Is that possible? What does that mean for God to have a human son? And if that was true, anybody who supports Bush, anybody who supports torturing innocent people to death, anybody who supports the escape of the true 9/11 terrorist organization, that's all the Fox News people, every single one of them, is an enemy to us all. Let's not forget that. They're stealing all the cash. They think it's better to be wrong than to be stupid, evil, and right by letting us know what the consequences are of George Walker Bush's criminal actions. If they deny us those abilities while telling us that they converse freely with us, just give them a phone call. Send them an email. Remember, all available Fox News email accounts have received my post with my audio files repeatedly, but to know, you know, I altogether, which I can't remember what the last total is, but it's near 20,000 emails I have in total of media personalities, media professionals, current up-to-date emails. Know that all the emails that Fox News takes from the public, all the emails that CBC takes from the public, and all the emails that CNN takes from the public have received my posts stating George Walker Bush did 9/11 with General Lamad, according to the FBI. And our corporate news professionals don't want our soldiers to know that. They'd rather see them die as cowards and enemies of freedom, assisting the terrorists who committed mass murder in our names back in New York City on 9/11.
You need to be secret in the war on terror at times, because we don't want to let the enemy know what we're up to, because they're out to get us.
And I hope the surviving American people understand. I hate Bushite with everything I am. Bush gave no evidence that bin Laden played any part in 9/11 whatsoever. It's only a faith initiative on their part as enemies to Christ, as enemies to the American flag, as enemies to every living thing in this universe. They proclaim Bush Jr. as their leader. He openly confesses, argumentative, you can get into arguments with people, but he stole $50 billion, the first thing he did when he got into office. That's what he is as the demon antichrist. He knows that he can leverage the ignorance of the American masses, because we all know, according to official statistics from the UN anyway, 7 out of 10 Americans are functional illiterates. Because it's openly understood, they only murder innocent people to get insured that Marines fall down dead in that process so Rumsfeld and his Pentagon demon partners can pocket, as they're doing, $10 billion unaccounted out of the American taxpayers' pockets. Now, we know the American taxpayer, generally speaking, they don't have the intellect, they don't have the virtue, they don't have the courage, they don't have the honor. They're fucking barely even human, the people who live in America. They know that Bush did 9/11 with his partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, and look at how hard I have to work just to get them to, come on, try a little bit. And they go, no. I can pretend I don't understand what you're saying. And as demon enemies of themselves, they devolve and look at what America is.
I get it!
And now look at Israel. They're indiscriminately slaughtering people in Gaza, and they go, yeah, we're legitimized position here, because nobody can openly challenge their irrational political decisions, because CNN will never let anybody on there. Never. CBC, no way. They're stealing an innocent person's home. They'll never let you know that. And yet that's the facts. They'll never let you know that. Yet that's the facts. You see how they are the true demon enemies of our humanity? Their excuses are always illegitimate. They always say, well, or they play it, that they're totally ignorant. Oh, we don't know anything about that. You call them and you make an attempt. They go, no, you're not getting on the air. Just like General Ahmad funded Muhammad Atta, the 9/11 terrorist mastermind ringleader. And when you call CBC News Desk and you go, listen, I'm reviewing FBI official positions on criminal investigations regarding 9/11, and they state categorically without any doubt whatsoever, because they have the actual evidence trail, indicating Bush's business partner, General Mahmoud Ahmad, funded the terrorist actions of 9/11, and Muhammad Atta, Atta is working for the American military forces. Now, just like the guy who killed the Americans in the African embassy, we know that it was a Green Beret. He got kicked out of the Green Beret. He's the guy who killed all the Americans in the African embassy. Yet Fox News will continue to tell you, Bin Laden did it, okay, did it, Bin Laden did it, okay, did it. You ask the police officers, they go, no, no, no. When you hear the voices of the Bushite enemy, when they hear this recording, they go, no, no, they're siding with the demon antichrist. They're not going with the Lord. They're not going with the Savior. They're not going with the American flag. They're not going with the Constitution. They're not going with principles of reason, as we have in Guantanamo. We have innocent people being held against their wills. You're told that they have no evidence against these folks. You said, well, like Fox News, they'll continually tell you, you can't let them go, they're the world's worst terrorists. Well, how did you discern that that's what they were? If there's been no evidence brought against them, they go, it's a faith initiative. It's a faith initiative. No, 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 Bush is the demon antichrist. He knows better than all of us. We've got our faith in Bush. We don't draw conclusions through documented evidentiary findings to form our own minds. No, Bush forms our minds for us, and we die as a consequence. They're enemies of every living thing. There's no evidence that Bin Laden played a part in 9/11 whatsoever. Bin Laden's recordings are all manufactured, fake. We can figure it out. But even if it was Bin Laden, he would never take credit for it, because all these people have died as a consequence. He's always used Allah in his pronouncements, written and oral. And yet, no, these new recordings, no, it's Bin Laden's voice for sure. The experts took a listen to it. You listen to it. Just compare. It's a fucking totally different guy. Maybe people can't. But, I mean, you can tell quite a bit the physical features of the individual who's speaking in those pronouncements that CNN says, oh, it's been authenticated for sure by the professionals. You know, when you get to know who the professionals are, the guy doesn't even know how to operate Adobe Audition. Doesn't even have a fucking clue. And yet, look at these soldiers that continually die. Because, why? Because they're cowards. Not only are they cowards, but so are their families, because their families who have internet access will hear this recording as enemies of America, as enemies of their own fucking blood relatives, will refuse to forward this to their soldiers. You know why? Because they know I'm true. They know I'm right. They know what I say is just, and what is freedom represented as an indivisible property of human reason that all people agree. Anyway, the more people who support me, the quicker we can defeat the demon Antichrist and the neocons. We'll find out who put the explosives in Building 7, who shot down Flight 93, who's dropping all these bombs in Afghanistan and Iraq. Anybody who supports the indiscriminate murder of the people in Afghanistan must die. You must shoot them if you're its father, you're its son, you're its sister, you're its mother. When it comes home, kill it. All they're doing is murdering innocent people. They tell us it's the Taliban. What is a Taliban? They don't have an answer for you because they're too fucking evil. All they do is murder indiscriminately innocent people and think they're going to get away with their demon crime and our better names. Send some support to a real God that's suffering in a real world that's dying as I'm speaking for no legitimate reason. They don't apply aspects of the American principles of liberty and justice for us all. No, they deny access to lawyers for those in Guantanamo because, oh, you know, the demons forbid us to discern who actually is evil and good in that particular circumstance. Because we know, they attacked Afghanistan for no reason. There was no evidence indicating that anybody from Afghanistan, the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, played any part in 9/11 whatsoever.
Okay, so I guess we're going to wrap the show up now. It's pretty weird, I guess, this whole situation. I seem to be the best qualified person for the job I'm vying for. I've been doing this for, been hitting pretty hard for, I guess, almost a decade. Got a lot of history behind me and a lot of knowledge, a lot of things to make this world a better place that can be brought about only through communicating. You know, like we have the PT Cruiser. You plug it into the wall, it charges in 3 hours and can go 150 miles at 100 miles an hour. These electric engines, like we're not even talking about breakthrough technology, old technology. You can put an old electrical motor in a car and you're going to save like tons of money. You know, there's all kinds of ways to provide ourselves free energy. And man, if I tell you some of them, you'll think it's too incredible to be true. But, I mean, there's waves. That's like a whole bunch of energy, man. The ocean, you know, the tides. You got to harness the power of the moon. And, boy, you know, energy brokers will be done for. They don't want to have that happen. That would be crazy from their perspective. It loses out on everything they've been gaining continuously. You know, especially when we're talking about public services, in most cases, in almost every case, when we're talking about here in North America, these institutions and technologies were paid for by the taxpayers. Like, you paid for everything, like the telephone company, for example. Everything there is paid for by the taxpayer. And then they just sort of give it to some private guy, and he's going to run things for his financial private profit. But prior, all profits would go into subscribers, those who are using the service. They get the service at the best rate possible. You know, you don't need new... if you're using a technology, putting in private profit isn't going to necessarily create a better picture. And the energy situation is very much indicative of what I'm speaking. So, the practical example is right in front of us, you know. The oil interest, whether they believe they're criminals or otherwise, in some cases, of course, they are. We talk about Dutch Shell in Nigeria. But they're really not taking us anywhere, because they'd rather have us just stall, you know, than lose out their abilities of draining us of literally billions and billions and billions of dollars every single year. Okay? And wealth doesn't equal intelligence. And we suffer from that everywhere, unfortunately. You know, a lot of people want to do good. They figure, well, put money into cancer research and we'll get a cure for cancer. Well, no, not really. And we got all the examples of the world there also. So there's a frightening elements of our suffering that we can see have occurred through our collective ignorance. But those things, you know, they can be scary if we don't deal with them. Hiding from them, of course, is terribly wrong because we're sacrificing life itself, you know. Like people say, well, it'll just be my kids that'll suffer, the world will end, and I'm going to live out my state, though. You know, and civilization, the humankind here on Earth, has been around for such a very, very short period of time, you know. And politically speaking, we are being affected regressively in all kinds of different important political instances, of which I've articulated in my writings, you know. I try to stick to top priority issues, like lottery revenues. That's all got to be fixed, and it's a wicked, not good, the way it's set up currently. The best thing I have as a solution so far is all you got to do is pick any city that has a casino and pay out 100% winnings and advertise that everybody who's a gambler who travels will come to that city. And all those arguments that the politician uses to have them in there to begin with is that it'll bring out revenue in the surrounding neighborhood. Community investments, as it pertains to outside visitors, will be suited perfectly for a betterment, economically speaking. If the government takes money as a tax through gambling revenues that's not connected to a good or service, it regressively destroys the entire foundation of what a society has to stand strong with. We don't want to attack the poor because they're poor. We don't want to attack the poor because they're weak. That would be wrong. We would not be strong by criminally victimizing some innocent someone from the community. And this is precisely what the story of the VLT is. Our governments are criminally victimizing the poorest segments of our society with this bad economic plan of essentially cheating at play. You know, they tabulate percentages by credit, not by deposited dollar, giving them an ability to promise out any return and taking any cut. It'll always work out. That's fine. It's not a random event. They're cheating. And it's bad economics. But people say those are the poor people. They don't have any political representation. Who's going to speak out for their pitiful lives? And what's the result? By victimizing the innocent, anybody turns around and it devolves our entire financial base as a living and growing society. You know, you're taking all this money out of these poor people's pockets that don't in turn go and buy groceries at the local corner store. Right? Now you're going, yeah, it's just that corner store. So what? We're benefiting. That's what they say, unchallenged in our newspapers, who take the $50,000 front page ads from the lottery corporations. Say, yeah, but we're benefiting. You know? And the reason, because there's no good or service attached to the tax, for the government to generate such revenue would normally represent billions and billions of dollars of goods and services exchanging hands in these poorest of the poorer sections of our cities. But the newspapers go, yeah, but we'll benefit from that, though. So they're not going to let anybody speak on that issue. And the poor people don't have a voice in Parliament because we're all losing out to the fascist machines of tyranny. We need to apply logic and reason to the decisions we make. But in some people's interests, they lose out financially. They don't get to take the cash anymore. So they're going to be there in our way from staying on the subject, to cover it thoroughly, to get to the bottom of what's really going on and fix it if need be. And the lottery situation needs to be fixed. You know, we want 100% cash payouts. The government, if we need a service so badly, we're going to have to pay for it. We're not going to find a way to cheat somebody else to help bear the burdens of a corrupt government, not looking out for our interests, but looking out for their selfish personal owns. You know, Canada's not so bad. The Harper guy is insane. He's totally unqualified for his position in power, and it's unfortunate that Prime Minister Martin didn't hit him harder. He wasn't set on doing that. He could have. He should have. But he's a little fearful. All these politicians have a lot of fear, actually. Unfortunately, and that's what motivates a person like Harper to sacrifice our kids instead of defending the national security interests of our nation. You know, so that's a real thing, and I've openly challenged Harper to his position. Does he address me through the media? Not yet. I sure hope so soon, Mr. Harper. You know, I can't see us having much of a problem in communicating outside of you addressing me as someone worthy to learn from, because you certainly have not expressed the knowledge in these decisions you're making in my name. You know, if you want to fight for freedom in Afghanistan, then take a direct stand against the torturing of anyone. If somebody's been put into prison without any evidence, demand their immediate release. But could be nothing, man. What's the evidence? Bush did 9/11. Don't side with that demon. Join us here in Canada, where you should be. Fearless and confident that a conversation with me publicly on CBC National News would be a good thing for all concerned. I think we can deal with this stuff. Maybe I was a little rough on you earlier, but you know politics. So let's get this situation addressed. For a nation to thrive, strive, and survive, it has to be set on making the poor richer, improving your lives for the better. That's what you want as a member of the human body politic. Right? Maybe not human, just the body politic.
Who won the World Series race last year?
What is this, a sort of prolonged practical joke?
I get it, I get it! Pittsburgh Pirates won it to 4 out of 7 of the Yankees.
Sharp boys?
Real sharp boys! Didn't figure us Martians know nothing about the great American pastime, did you?